So would anyone like to say a few words about what that was like? Partly for my sake, because I wasn't part of any of the groups. What was it like to have that reflection and that discussion?
The way it comes back into your life at different times. I've had that, you know, walking down the street and some little teaching comes up, and or some appropriate time something comes, wow, it just floated through. It's in there, it's been, you know, taking it in somehow and then digested, and then at an appropriate time it appears.
It's rare in many people's lives to be able to sit together with a group of people and talk about something at this level of importance. It's a really wonderful, wonderful opportunity. It's a wonderful thing. It was wonderful to sit and watch. Okay, thank you very much. So, a few things here. One is, I'd like to give you some things to take with you to think about, to reflect, or explore over the next week. And it has to do with that, what happened that first meditation we did at the beginning. And that is, make it a practice during the next week, as much as you care to, as much as you want to, the whole, every day, every minute, or, you know, half an hour a day, or whatever you want. But make it a, to pick up as a practice to explore what it is that takes you away from your ease. How do you lose your ease? How do you sacrifice your ease? And as you understand what that is, engage in that, question it, debate it, challenge it. See, is it, you know, what are the beliefs you have that tells you that this is more important than staying, keeping your ease? That somehow you have to sacrifice your ease in order to accomplish X or Y or whatever. What is it, what's going on with you? So, does that make sense, what I'm saying? Is that clear? So there's two parts to this. That was the first part. Any questions about that? And the second is find at least one person in the course of the week, maybe near the end of the week or something, that you share your explorations with about this topic. So whatever you're discovering and finding out, and whatever goes on as you do this practice, however much you've done, or find someone that you talk about this. And as you talk about it with a person, see if you can connect it to your understanding of the Dharma. Does that make sense? Any questions about that? And it could be someone in here, so you can, before you leave tonight, you know, ask someone if you could have coffee with them or something, or talk on the phone or something, and because you share this, you know, this class then, or the assignment might be nice. Or it could be someone you respect, or could be a stranger on the bus. Yes?
Can you just give an example when you say connected with the Dharma? What
you say? So, for example, connected to the Four Noble Truths, for example, or connected to your mindfulness practice, or your exploration of, you know, compassion, for example, or anything that you've learned, your teachings of the Buddha, practice of the Buddha. See how it might, what you're exploring, what's happening to you personally as you explore this issue of ease and sacrifice of ease. What Dharma principles, what Dharma teachings are relevant here, apply to this, whatever you've come across so far. And you don't have to know a lot about the Dharma, just whatever, you know, seems to be on your mind. And then, so, in a sense, we're halfway through the four-week class today, end of today. And so October 21st, I think it is, which is a Friday evening, we'll have a refuge ceremony for those of you who'd like to actually do a ceremony. And we'll probably start around 6 or 6:30 and have a potluck dinner together. So we come here and we can hang out and socialize a little bit. And then once that's settled down, and then we'll come in here and we'll do a ceremony. And the reason I'm telling you now is that I really want you to come to all these four if you want to do the refuge class, the refuge ceremony, all four classes. If you're going to miss one or something, then we are taping it now. So so they're starting tonight, they're being taped. So if you miss one, like if you're not here today, then you know. It's been recorded, so that will be available, I guess, on Audio Dharma, I guess.
Yeah.
We hope so. But somehow it'll be available. You might have to kind of, I don't know, and if you miss next week or something, it'll be recorded, and you can maybe ask Marilyn for a copy or something. I don't know how it's going to happen. Well, that we don't know. This is part of the unknown. And, but anyway, they're recorded with the idea that the reason it's being recorded, so if you miss a class, you can listen to what would happen. But then, starting next week, the third and the fourth week, I'll pass out a sheet of paper, because I need to have the names of everybody who's going to do the refuge ceremony. I have to have your name, because because as part of the ceremony, I have to know your name beforehand. It's a little bit awkward if you show up without me knowing your name. You know, you can do it, but it really is awkward. Yeah.
You've said, come if you want to take refuge, come if you have taken refuge and want to support the people who
yes.
are. How about if you don't know, but just want to come?
Anybody can come. Doors are always open here.
What I thought, hasn't been
said. Anybody can come. Also, you can bring with you anybody, friends or family, anybody you want to witness what's the ceremony, be in watch. And some people have done it before, and if the people have done it before, they'll do it a little bit differently than people who have never done it before. But you know, they'll still participate and do it, and so. You know, if you just want to, if you go through the four classes and it kind of intrigues you, and but you don't want to do the ceremony itself, go through the ritual, but you want to be here for it and see it, you can come and just kind of watch. You don't have to be part of it. Then just come. And don't tell me your name before you come. Don't write. Yeah.
Are you going to describe? Can you describe the ceremony? What it's like?
Maybe I will.
That might influence some of us.
Maybe in the fourth class I'll talk a little bit more about the ceremony.
We have to give you your name, of course.
It doesn't mean much. It's not a contract. It's just anything goes. It's as I said last week, this ceremony is for you. It's because it has meaning for you. And we're going to acknowledge and affirm or respect or somehow give voice to something that's really true and happening for you already. And I'm not here to kind of make you into Buddhists or into make you into something which is not true or turn you into something or a commitment from you that you don't want to make. It's really, I see this as you need to understand yourself well enough. And this is a chance for you to, in a sense, make a commitment or make a commitment to an orientation or a values or understanding which you have, which you feel is really important that you want to acknowledge this way. And so whatever you want to do, it's a Buddhist ceremony, but you can't do anything you want, but it's really for you. And so I am here to be your servant in that. And so, if you want to come and do it, it's great. If you want to come and watch it, it's great. If you sign up to do it, your magic name, you give it to me. And then the last minute you change your mind, that's fine. Anything is fine. But if I don't have your name beforehand, then it's a little bit awkward. It's fine, but it's awkward. So, with that, thank you very much.